The following podcast of The Blitz is brought to you by BetDSI.com. With the NFL and college football seasons here, it's time to take that pigskin knowledge to the bank at BetDSI.com. With 20 years in the business, an impeccable reputation for great service, fast payouts, and an excellent mobile interface where you can play, win, and get paid, it's a no-brainer. BetDSI.com is the place to go. They have every wager option you could ever want or even imagine. And if you're watching a game, you can use BetDSI's live betting option to bet on the fly. Whether it's the NFL, college football, Major League Baseball, the NBA, the UFC, esports, global sports, or even politics, celebrities. I mean, really, it doesn't matter. Whatever you feel like betting on, BetDSI has it for you. You get started today with BetDSI, and you can get some extra bang for your buck, too. They're offering double your money for your first deposit. That's right. Deposit to start winning and get up to $2,500 free. That's double your money right from the get-go. So what are you waiting for? Double your bankroll right now by joining BetDSI.com and use promo code BLITZ101. The games are more fun when you get paid, so play at BetDSI.com. That's BetDSI.com and use promo code BLITZ101.
Are you ready?
Hey, you think you could tell us what to do? You think you could tell us what to wear? You think that you're better? Well, you better get ready. Bow to the masters.
Break it down. Live from the renterswarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5
and on SportsMap 94.1.
Here's Fred Bauer and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Hour number two, 713-780. ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. Or you can hit us up on The Blitz Facebook page. Find The Blitz, click like, you're good to go. There's also Twitter at Fred Bauer, F-A-O-U-R. At AJ is the real, at my name Jong, at Degenerates975. You can also text the show, 713-780-3776. And if you're just getting in your car, be careful in that rain. We'll get you home safely. Missed a lot of good stuff. Talk, you know, dogs and football, pretty much.
Yeah.
And we'll have a lot more football to talk about. Since you're not going to be here Friday, and just a friendly reminder, it's What Are the Odds Wednesday, so put odds on whatever you call or text or tweet about. You want to go over the NFL lines since you're... gonna be gone?
Yeah.
Okay. Cowboys, Giants. Giants now minus six. Cowboys have nothing to play for. This is a game I don't feel I can touch.
Yeah, I'm with you. It's got to be a stay away. I would imagine the Cowboys are minimal effort since they're locked into where they are. But
yeah, I think if you're gonna play it, you got to take the Giants. I think
Giants. So
I just I can't make myself
or the under.
Under maybe. Yeah. Chiefs minus 13.5 against the Raiders.
I think it's the Raiders or nothing for
yeah,
me.
Yeah, same
too,
thing.
Too many points. The Chiefs aren't what they were.
Saints also have nothing.
By the way, solid effort by the Raiders on Monday night.
Yeah, that was. And maybe they're starting to pull it together here late. Mess up their draft pick.
Yeah.
Excuse me. Saints minus 8.5 against Panthers. And my first thought is, well, Saints have nothing to play for. You see who's probably going to start at quarterback for Carolina?
No.
Kyle Allen.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, like the Saints B team can probably beat this Panthers team right now.
Yeah, because they signed Garrett Gilbert. So,
jeez, times
are
hard.
How about Texas high school disappointments there?
Yeah.
Patriots minus 13.5 against the Jets.
Jets are nothing.
Yeah, Jets are nothing. I think the Jets.
The Jets aren't as bad. I mean, you had a similar line with the Bills last week. I took that, and the Bills were able to keep it close enough. I can't imagine the Jets wouldn't.
Yeah,
Jets are playing all right.
Yeah, I think Patriots clearly win, but I think the Jets can hang in there. Eagles minus 6.5 against Redskin. Must win for Eagles.
Yeah, I like the Eagles.
Yeah, I do too. Packers minus 8 against the Lions.
It's got to be the Lions.
Yeah, it does, right? The Packers aren't good enough to be 8-point favorites over anybody. Texans minus 6.5 against Jaguar. That number's down from 9. I feel pretty good the Texans are going to cover that.
Yeah. I don't know. Because I'm with Lance. I don't know what kind of squad they're going to run out there. I think there may be a lot of guys sitting around resting. I think the Texans win, but I'm not looking to give any points this week.
Yeah, but when does Bill O'Brien ever do that? When has he ever done that?
When
they've been in a situation.
They've never been in a situation where they were this injury decimated with actually having something to play for. You know, last time it was this bad, they were 2-14, so it didn't matter.
Yeah, but in the past, when they've had games that, you know, at the end of the season where, okay, in this situation where you win, you win the division.
Yeah.
He's always played everybody. I think they're going to trot it out there and try to win this game and get a home game and maybe kill a couple players in the process because that's what happens. But
he
I think he does. Yeah. Ravens -6 against the Browns.
Mm. I feel like it's the Ravens. They've got everything to lose. So yeah. I imagine you get the best effort from them. Their defense is so good right now. They've just got a game-changing defense. And, you know, Baker Mayfield, a rookie quarterback, as good as he's been, I'll take Ravens.
Buccaneers -1.5 against the Falcons. Give me the Falcons.
Yeah, I don't know why that number is doing what it's doing.
But they went from +2 to Buccaneers -1.5.
That's very odd.
Did Matt Ryan die? And I don't.
Not that I know of.
That's what I thought. Bills -3.5 against the Finns.
Give me the Bills. I mean, I'm not crazy about either side, but yeah.
Colts are -3 at Titans. I'm assuming that factors in Mariota not playing.
Yeah, I've already made that play. I'd played it at 2.5. I'd play it at 3, no problems. That's I think the Colts are significantly better team than the Titans are.
Steelers -14.5 against the Bengals. Game the Steelers have to have, obviously.
Yeah.
Don't have any shot. The Bengals are a disaster right now.
They are horrible.
But 14.5, no thanks.
So many points. Yeah, it's a stay away from me.
Bears +4 at Viking.
The Bears also nothing to play for. Vikings everything to play for. So this is like one of those motivation things. But
can't the Bears still be a 2 if the Rams lose?
If the Rams lose to the Niners. Yeah, the odds of that happening
are
pretty slim.
Kind of like the Texans and Patriots.
Yeah, I think it's a pass for me.
Okay, Chargers -6.5 at Broncos.
I think it's Chargers. The Broncos are just a mess now.
Seahawks -13.5 against the Cardinals.
Again, I don't want to give that many points. But the Cardinals they've proven they can't cover even with big numbers. That's a bad
team. At Seattle.
Another pass for me.
49ers +10 against your Rams.
I got to lean Rams here. I think the Rams are looking to put an exclamation point on things. And obviously, if the Bears win earlier in the day.
Yeah, they're going to have to.
The pressure will be on. But if that's a game I wouldn't play until after I know the result of that Bears game.
Yeah.
If the Bears lose, I could see a half-ass effort from the Rams. Who, by the way, if you were a Todd Gurley owner in championship week, kind of late notice. No, not gonna play him.
Oh well. Did you have any fantasy championships?
I'm only in that one weird league where it plays into the postseason, like we do redrafts, but no, none of my standard leagues did I make a championship.
Me either.
Failure.
Oh well. So there you go. We'll go over those again on Friday, and RJ will be on Friday as usual. So but wanted to get AJ's take because he's not going to be here.
So I wanted to hit one of the other things I got from Twitter.
Okay.
Today,
let's do it.
From our guy Aristotle Sharp, who sent me a clip of Max Kellerman saying James Harden's not a top 5 player in the league right now. And I said, for this season, I don't think he is either. You think he's one of the 5 best this year. Do you think James Harden's one of the 5 best players in the NBA right now?
The last few games he's played like it. I mean, if we're going to talk season long, borderline. But really since Paul's been out, he's raised his game again. I think he's playing really well. But
I think he's playing well. I don't know about. I mean, obviously when you look at the points total, you say, oh, okay, 41 points. It's on 35 shots. It's pretty inefficient. 39 points on 34 shots against the Spurs. I mean, it's just. I guess they're wins, so it doesn't really matter. He had 35 points on 7 of 23 shooting against the Heat, and that was a loss, but. I just feel like he's doing some things well, and he's keeping a team that shouldn't be in these games, that wouldn't be in these games without him. He's keeping them in and keeping them interesting. But no, I can easily think of five guys right now that are having a better season and look like better players right now than Chris Paul.
Can I ask why that matters in December?
I don't know.
I mean, honestly, it's kind of like, do we care who the top five players are in December?
Of course we do.
Okay.
No.
But that's one of those ESPN takes that everybody runs with. Hey, I was going to ask you, what do you think of them moving the UFC fights?
It's kind of a, I mean, it sucks, first of all. I mean, it sucks for basically everybody involved, because you go from a no-tax Nevada to a high-tax California, and all those fighters are, I mean, it's going to cost them about 25-30% of their purse, which sucks.
Well, what about all the people who booked rooms and,
yeah,
you know, were planning to go to Vegas, and now they've got to book rooms in L.A., which is more expensive?
Yep. It's a really tough situation for them, but it was either that or scrap the fight. And basically what happened was they found – and so it's easy to say, oh, John Jones failed a drug test, which I guess technically he did, but it was for trace amounts, and it's of something that they – I mean, can literally stay in you for the rest of your life once you've taken it. They had a bunch of doctors say that there's no way he could have taken this small of an amount, and for like, there's no way this much would be showing up. Was he actually taking this drug? But because it was the week of Christmas, the Nevada commission was off and they didn't have time to make a ruling on it. So what they couldn't do was wait until, you know, today or tomorrow and find out, oh, yeah, we can't, you're not going to have John Jones fight here. So they make a preemptive strike, and I they're obviously going to take a lot of blowback for it. But I guess it's the kind of all they could do. And basically they told Alex Gustafson, they said, listen, Dana White sat him down and said, I don't believe he cheated. These doctors don't believe he cheated. But he's like, I want you to be comfortable. And if you're not comfortable, we'll scrap this thing right now, and we'll do it in March. And Gustafson said, he said, let's go. So, I mean, I guess that's, as far as Dana White goes, that's what matters. He's got his fight. And it sucks for the people who are going to be in attendance, but the people on pay-per-view don't care if it's in
right.
L.A. or
right. But there are a lot of people who, you know, plan their trip to go to Vegas to watch the fights and cost Vegas some money.
Yeah.
But, you know, they're doing okay, though. I think
they'll survive.
I think they will.
They'll survive these hard times.
Yeah. But I just think, like, if I had booked a flight out there,
you'd be salty.
I'd be a little salty because it's going to cost me probably $100 a night more in L.A. to find a place on short notice when everybody else is trying to do the same thing. You're probably going to wind up staying out in Arcadia or something, nowhere near it. You're going to have to rent a car. And just, it would just be a pain in the ass if I were a fan going to the fight. 713-780-ESPN, 713-780-3776. I'm going to squeeze in a call.
Sure.
What's the name on that? I can't read it.
That would be Ted.
Ted? Okay.
Sports, Ted.
Hey, how you guys doing?
We're doing sports.
Hey, I want to make a quick couple of points. A minute ago, you guys were talking about NFC playoff teams.
Yep.
The Saints. You talked about the Saints and their chances. You talked about the Rams.
Yeah.
And you talked about the Seahawks being flying under the radar.
Yes.
You guys never once talked about the Chicago Bears.
That's not true. Actually,
you didn't make a lot of emphasis on them. You were really focusing on the other three.
Oh my God.
Yeah, I don't make a lot of emphasis on them because, I mean, I don't make a lot of emphasis on the Dallas Cowboys either, because I think while they're good teams and they're playoff teams, I don't think they're on the same level as the Rams and the Saints.
Well, the Cowboys have no chance. That's the only other difference. The other point I want to make, I want to ask you a question. Is Le'Veon Bell a free agent next year?
Depends on what the Steelers decide to do. They could stick it to him and keep him around for another year, but it's highly unlikely that they would want to pay him to do nothing for another year.
We've been talking about the Bears all year.
I like the Bears. I don't think of the Bears as a...
I think their chance, and I've compared them to the Texans all season almost. I think their chance came down to if they could get that 2 seed.
It would have been tough.
They'd have a shot.
Tough for everybody else. But.
Yeah, because going in and trying to beat that team in Chicago, knowing the weather's going to suck, and it's same thing. If the Texans had the 2 seed, I think they had a chance to get to the championship game.
But yeah, I don't think the Rams are scared to play the Bears when it's not cold and windy.
Right.
I don't think the Saints are scared to play the Bears when it's not cold and windy. The Bears have a really good defense, but I just think that they're inconsistent enough offensively that they're not scared. I mean, those top teams aren't scared to play with them,
no.
Especially in their house.
Yeah, and I mean, that's the thing. I think the home field advantage for them is so important. And, yeah, I think they win a game, but I think that's as far as it goes.
Yeah.
All right, quick break. It's the Blitz on ESPN 97.5 at Sports Map 94.1.
Stream us on your car Bluetooth with the ESPN 97.5 app.
You must do it.
Brought to you by Saltgrass Steakhouse. Mmm, steaks and Bluetooth. Renters Warehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on Sports Map 94.1.
Here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. 832 says Chicago implants are the worst callers. They should just stream Chi-Town Radio. That's not really true. I know a lot of Chicago fans who are really good. That was one of those calls that I knew was going to go to hell in a hurry because it was either going to be a Bears call or a Cowboys call.
Yeah.
Because he starts off with all the teams you talked about. You didn't talk about mine. Wah.
I don't know. I mean, yeah. I guess if you're a fan of these teams, you want people to give your team their due.
Yeah, but I mean, the thing is, you know, if you listen to that one segment of the show and that's your take on what we've talked about the Bears all season long.
Yeah, we've given the Bears a lot of love this year.
Yeah, then, you know, listen more often. Go back and listen to some podcasts. You'll get all the Bears love you want. Hey, can we talk a little college football?
There's a couple
things I wanted to get to.
I don't want to talk about this Georgia Tech game.
Is that getting out of hand enough that I can switch over and watch the hockey?
13-0.
Oh, okay.
Not quite.
All right. World Junior starts here in a few minutes. United States. Get a chance. And if you're going to be a Houston Coyote fan, you want to watch that game and watch this kid, Jack Hughes. He's going to be the number one overall pick, so you want to root for the Coyotes to get him.
All right.
He's really good. He's like somewhere in between Matthews and Jack Eichel.
So you're saying he's better than Jack Eichel?
Yeah, I think that's a projection. And
that guy's on my fantasy team. He's pretty good.
Yeah, he's really good. And he's American, too, which is cool. So it's on NHL Network.
Got curly hair, which is weird. But
not a fan.
What are you going to do?
Not a fan of that. But
you can't change it.
But yeah, that starts at 5:30 on NHL Network. So a couple of college things. Justin Herbert not coming out.
It's just so crazy to me. I mean, this is a guy – this is – take the cautionary tale of guys like Matt Barkley and Matt Leinart who decided they want to go back for whatever reason, and then it cost them tons of money. And, I mean, Justin Herbert's stock isn't going to get much higher. You know, he's had a pretty good season. He's the top projected quarterback in the draft. What are you looking for? And I understand, maybe he loves college, and maybe he does, but you can finish college later. He's going to lose out on money that he'll never be able to make up because...
And he's been hurt a few times. I mean...
No doubt.
And I think this is a pretty good year to be a quarterback because the teams that are going to be drafting them that high just got one, so you might wind up with a better team.
Yeah.
Or a better situation where you can sit for a year.
By the way, Tua's going to come out next year, probably.
Yeah.
You ain't getting drafted ahead of him, more than likely.
No.
So, it's an odd choice. And, you know, I guess...
The only guy it worked out for was Andrew Luck.
That's it. But Andrew Luck would have been... he would have been number one anyway.
Yeah.
And then he was number one. So, but more often than not, it's these guys, they're like... If you're going to be a top five pick, which Justin Herbert would probably be a top 5 to 7 pick.
Somebody would trade up to get him, too.
Yeah. So let's say he's a top five pick. How much higher do you expect to get? Like, what kind of season would he have to be like, okay, yeah, he's the number one overall player? I can't picture it happening, especially with Tua coming out. Just doesn't make much sense to me. But
yeah, maybe he'll... maybe his stock will get better. I don't know.
I can't picture it getting better.
It's hard.
We should have asked Lance about that because I cannot imagine that guy improving his stock over another college football season.
Your fat punter's out there again.
Oh, great.
All right, so are we one score away from switching over to hockey?
Yeah, probably so.
And then the other thing I wanted to get into is what are the odds Coug basketball is more relevant than Coug football over the next 5 years? I think bowl games don't mean a damn thing, but that was
embarrassing.
So embarrassing that, frankly, I think it's time to move on from Major Applewhite. He can't hire coordinators. He's failed on all of those except for – and there's – okay, his first offensive coordinator, failure. His second one, he's doomed with this because if it worked, and it did, somebody else is going to come take him, and you've had to take the heat for him,
yeah,
which is exactly
the
what happened.
PR. You hired exactly what we projected would happen.
Yes, and you hired a terrible defensive coordinator. So now, do you let the guy hire two more when he's basically 0-2.5? I mean, to me, he's 0-3, even though, like I said, even though the Browse thing worked from a PR standpoint and everything else, you took the hit, and he wound up being gone anyway.
Yeah.
So I'm at the point now where I think the guy's the job's too big for him. He needs to drop to a Texas State or someplace like that and learn how to hire and learn how to coach, because he's not good enough for that job.
15-11 through his tenure here. I mean, you're 20-17 was Tony Levine. He got fired.
And you know what? Tony was not an awful coach. It was just a little too big for him.
Yeah.
And I think Tony actually was a terrific recruiter. All those guys that they won with the next year were Tony's guys.
Yeah. And that's, I mean, 0-3 in bowl games, and we're not talking about, like, major bowl games. Like, Tom Herman handed off a pretty damn good situation. Let's face it. It wasn't, you know, the second year of Tom Herman wasn't as good as the first, but it's gotten worse since. And that's what you don't want to see happening over the you know, the first couple years of a guy. I don't know. I'm not big into firing guys after 2 years, but with the decisions that he's made and, I mean, with the look of that game, that's a tough one to fade, in my opinion.
Well, and they quit in the second quarter. It was just embarrassing. And I know, okay, you tried somebody at defensive coordinator with no experience against Army, but you got 3 weeks to prep for that. And you play Navy every year. And there's no reason for that. And I mean,
to be fair, this is a pretty good Army team.
It is, but they're not 70-14 better than
they
you.
They shouldn't be.
And you're not. And I quit watching at halftime when it was 42-7 because it was an embarrassment to God and everybody. But I think and they've collapsed late in the season the last 2 years. I think it's time to move on.
Yeah.
And I mean, I think if you bring him back next year and he screws up his coordinator hires, I mean, maybe he gets it right sooner or later, and then okay, but. Yeah, you know, I don't.
What have you seen that would lead you to believe that'll happen?
Exactly, and that's another problem that Tony had too. And he hired a good defensive coordinator, but he struggled to get the right guy on offense. And you know they've got enough money to pay some decent coordinators there, and they've had some great coordinators go through there. So it was one of those things that I'd be curious to. I know John.
The problem is with moving on from him now is what's out there available.
Yeah.
And, you know, like, I'll tell you what would have been really nice is if, well, and there's no way they would have just decided to move on from him before the bowl game. But had they said, okay, we'll get Manny Diaz, you know, like that guy. But now he's gone. So,
but you know what? There's still.
You're in a weird part of the cycle now where.
You are. But if you find the right guy at the right lesser school, then I think they'll jump at it.
I got a name for you.
Yeah.
Todd Orlando. What about Todd Orlando?
You had a chance to do that last time.
You did, and you made a mistake.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, if I'm him, I think I'm waiting for a better opportunity. I think he's in a high enough profile role that.
Yeah, and they're just getting better.
Yeah, I think next year if they wind up winning the Big 12, then he'll be able to get a Big 12 job. He'll be able to get a Power 5 job.
Well, maybe when Matt Campbell leaves Iowa State, which inevitably he will because that dude's great.
Yeah.
Maybe Todd Orlando takes the Iowa State job. But, yeah, there's bigger jobs out there than UH for him, I think. It wouldn't hurt to make a call.
Yeah, but I also think to be successful here, you've got to hire an offensive guy. It's just kind of
That's probably true.
All the success that this team has had has been because of explosive offense, and they've got – You got a guy like De'Aaron King coming back next year.
But you know what? Where's that gotten them?
Yeah, got them to Peach Bowls, got them to a couple of 13-win seasons.
Yeah.
The only thing I might do to go along on this is hope Kevin Sumlin bombs out next year and you can bring him back.
Bring him back.
Yeah.
Bring him back in a swag copter.
Yeah. But I think there's guys out there that would be good fits. There's guys who've been successful at lesser programs and you know, that you could go and bring in. And, you know, I think the guy at UAB would be a pretty good hire.
Yeah, real good hire.
And you know what? So what if they're here for 2 years? I don't care. You come in and win. Come in and win and go take a job at a big school. Great. That opens up an opportunity for somebody else. But, you know, I know. I don't want guys leaving. I'd rather have guys here who win.
Win for a while and then let some.
Win conference titles and then leave. It's much better than 8-4 and getting beaten 70-14 in a crap bowl game.
Would you rather have Tom Herman for a couple of years do what he did and then leave than what you've gotten out of Major Applewhite, who looks like he doesn't have any option but to stay?
Yeah, as long as you don't hire Major Applewhite to replace him.
Right.
But I was indifferent to that hire at the time, and I haven't seen anything that makes me say this is the right guy.
Yeah.
And if he gets one more year, then it better be that he gets two damn good coordinators. And, you know, I see nothing to trust him on that. The name I heard was Sean Watson. That'd be a terrible hire at coordinator. Yeah. So, hey, guys.
I was going to say, I mean, if you're – this is maybe a stretch. I don't know if this is an upgrade in job, but would you call Jeff Tedford?
I might.
I mean, he's on the West Coast, which is where he's been.
He's kind of a West Coast guy, but
he might think he's in a better spot. But, man, that'd be a nice pull.
Yeah, I don't know that he would leave because I think he's pretty happy out there. And I think he might have another Pac-12 job in him before it's all said and done.
He's an older guy, too.
Yeah, that might be hard to pull off.
But, that's an offensive guy. That's somebody who could come in and, you know, work with what they've got here.
All right, guys. Hey, you know what's coming up? New Year's. And everybody does the black eyed peas for good luck. How about great luck? You know what would give you great luck? Throw some Zumos on the grill for New Year's because their sausage is fantastic. Had some this weekend, as a matter of fact. And we do all kinds of stuff with the Party Time sausage. Sometimes we use it with breakfast. Sometimes we actually made a hot dog with it, and it was fantastic. It was like a gourmet hot dog with the Party Time sausage. You can just grill it up. And I love that Party Time sausage. The boudin is great. I know AJ loves that boudin, and they also have the andouille sausage, which is terrific. It's truly authentic Cajun style. You can use it. It's for gumbos, red beans, and rice. You can mix it with Zumo's boudin for an ultimate Cajun style meal. You want to impress family and have a big New Year's gathering with some great, great food and do something different, do it with Zumo's. You can find them at HEB. Kroger, Fiesta, all those places. Just go in and look for Zumo's, Z-U-M-M-O-S, and make it a Zumo's holiday.
Listen to your favorite ESPN 97.5 show on the go with the ESPN 97.5 app. Brought to you by Saltgrass Steakhouse. Great food, legendary hospitality. Download the app in your iOS or Android app store today.
Get ready for the downloads.
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on SportsMap 94.1.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. What are the odds Wednesday? See if we can get a better call here. Let's try Robert. What's up, Robert? That's not starting well. Yeah, okay. It is the season for bad phone calls.
Yeah. Missed a keyboard cat.
Yeah.
Yeah, Georgia Tech had almost gotten off the field and then some stupid penalty.
Yeah. Oh, well, what are you going to do?
Yeah, it looks like they're at least showing some fight now. They rolled over in the first start of this game.
713-780-ESPN is your number if you want to text the show. Hopefully you're getting home safely. And, you know, we'll avoid that weather out there. It looks kind of nasty. Is it still raining, John? We can't tell from in here.
I have no idea. It's pitch black outside.
Mm. Yeah, I notice that my office is pretty creepy because I don't ever put the light on, but when there's no sun, it gets really creepy out
right.
there. All right, so I had some other college stuff to get to also, but kind of curious. We've been very sportsy here since we've been back.
Super sportsy.
You want to mix it up a little bit?
We can. But I mean, it is also, I mean, it's our first day back, so it's kind of a
sportsy
day.
Yeah, well, and it's your only day, so I kind of want you to.
Hey, man, I'm a go with the flow kind of guy. I'm versatile.
I know.
But, as you know.
You know, there's a lot of things that you might want to get out. And
most of the stuff I wanted to get out was sportsy, honestly. I didn't have a lot of non-sports stuff that I was like, we've got to get to this today.
What other sportsy stuff do you have?
Well, I wanted to talk about,
the kicker is for the other guys almost as fat as the punter for Georgia Tech.
Oh, no, I don't think so. He's not quite there.
No, this guy's, what the hell?
It's the Big Boy Kicking Association.
Man, in one game?
Let's see. This will let you know if we change the channel or not. Did he miss it?
Looks like it.
Oh. Sorry, we got to keep watching this, Fred. Your hockey's going to have to wait.
Well, it's almost halftime, right?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, so we'll flip over during the half. You know, let's squeeze in a call. I think that's Brandon. Brandon. What's up, Brandon?
Hey, guys. AJ, man, thanks for the help. I didn't really need it, but I appreciate the advice, man. I'm going into a championship week with a 41-point lead on the other guy.
Nice. Congratulations, dude.
Appreciate it, guys.
All right.
Well, there you go.
That's not a terrible call. that's a big step forward.
Dylan Prince, have you heard of him?
No. It sounds familiar, actually.
He is an 18-year-old Florida man.
Uh-huh.
He's got a man bun, first of all.
Not a fan.
And he was arrested on Christmas Eve.
Of course he was.
A felony arson charge. You want to guess what he did? I mean, besides...
Well, he obviously set a fire, I'm guessing. Allegedly.
He left a flaming bag of dog poop on a porch.
Ugh.
That's now a felony?
Wow. How's that a felony? Well, because I guess it could start a real fire.
Yeah, single counts of arson and risking catastrophe, as well as four counts of recklessly endangering another person, being held on $20,000 bail.
You knew what you were doing there, right?
I didn't know. I didn't even think about it. That's all John. That's all he cares about.
That's true.
I know what to do when I'm about to poop. Mm-hmm. I go to the potty, pull my underwear.
Was it his poop?
I don't know. I think it was dog feces.
Mm.
Yeah. And then airline story. Rostraver, Pennsylvania, which is a made-up place, I think. Deputies found a woman wanted for multiple felony criminal bench warrants hiding in a suitcase inside a closet.
Oh, boy.
That's not... You can't carry that on.
I mean, I guess there's worse places to hide.
They executed an arrest warrant for Terry Down Hayes, who was previously arrested for felony drug violations and other charges. Deputies said she failed to show up for her preliminary hearings after getting bonded out. Deputies were told the woman was hiding in a house on Dar Street. They knocked on the door several times before entering. While searching the residence, they discovered a bedroom closet that was being guarded by pit bulls. Downs Hayes was found hiding in a large zipped suitcase inside the closet. Deputy said the other people in the residence helped the woman conceal herself inside the suitcase and put her in the closet. Additional charges are pending against Downs Hayes and others in the residence.
Hmm.
It's no way to go through life stuffed in a suitcase.
No. Did you just get a field goal there? At the end of
hey now!
13 to 3. Okay, for halftime, can we switch that over to NHL Network, please? It's 2:15.
Do we get NHL Network here?
Yeah, we do. I've watched this. All right. I watch this every year.
All right.
So
cut that out of the budget.
It's because you make,
go tell Mr. Gow how
because you make too much money.
Go tell him how he could save $4 a month.
Right.
The NHL budget went to all those shots that he bought.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
On Friday.
No, that was the raise that I was going to get next year's contract. So that chased me off.
Mm.
It did not do the NHL Network. So
miss you, man.
I'll be gone in 2020 thanks to everybody who took shots at Nick's place on Mr. Gow's dime. So
hey, one more non-sports thing that I wanted to get to. Just so you're aware, I don't know that you're much of a traveler, but if you're to go to Utah, you need to be careful.
Okay.
They have now lowered their blood alcohol limit from 0.08 to 0.05. That's what? Basically like...
I think we should be raising it to half like 0.12. A beer. Ugh, that's... Well, they don't like alcohol there. Like, in Utah, you have to get like a membership to go in a bar and all kinds of stuff. They make you jump through hoops. I used to go skiing there all the time, and I finally got sick of it and started going skiing at Santa Fe because I could drink more without jumping through all the hoops. So, all right, fine. Utah, you're no longer on my list. Although I will tell you, one of the most underrated stadium situations is BYU. Their stadium's beautiful.
That's what I've heard.
It's right there in the mountains. It's beautiful, but it's not worth not being able to drink.
Yeah.
All right. 713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776. We don't have channel 215. Is that what you're telling me?
Oh, I'll switch in a little bit.
Yeah, okay.
He was going to wait till we got to commercial like a professional.
Oh, please. All right, fine. We're going to commercial.
Yeah, I got to find the remote.
We're going to commercial. Now change the channel. Hurry up.
I have a very interesting Zadok Jewelers Gym of the Day.
All right.
From another state that is fast becoming one of the Floridas of the North. I'll tell you about that when we come back. It's the Blitz on ESPN 97.5 Sports Map 94.1.
This is ESPN 97.5 and Sports Map 94.1.
I got loyalty inside my DNA. Quarter piece, got war and peace inside my DNA. I got
live from the renterswarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. This is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5
and on Sports Map 94.1.
Here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz. Want to play fantasy football but don't want to get locked down for the whole season? Then play with us. Just log on to ESPN975.com. Click on the Pro Football Pick'em brought to you by Bombshells. You can play for a week, couple of weeks. Or if you haven't figured out, you can play for the season.
No, you play for one more week, actually.
Yeah, that's true. I am crushing everyone now.
Good for you.
That's the only thing that I've done anything remotely well at. Although, I might actually rally to even here over the last few days of the year, which would be an incredible accomplishment considering where I was. But I have put some distance between myself and Mr. Palillo.
There you go.
I feel pretty good about being the host with the best record.
The hostess with the mostest.
Indeed.
Yeah. And in terms of our gal pool, I put a little bit more distance from last place.
Yeah. I just sent that over to Fred. Jong, you are now 13-18-1 on the season.
Which is pretty awful.
Raheel is 12-20. So
okay,
you got a game and a half.
Yeah. I got some cushion.
Fred, you're 14-17-1. You're a game better than Jong.
Yeah. Tied with Joel and Charlie, I see.
Yes.
And ahead of Patrick Creighton.
Ahead of the Creighton.
Yeah, I'll go 2-0 this week.
I went 2-0, but Jerry Bow also went 2-0. Jermaine went 2-0, so they're kind of keeping pace with me. Josh went 1-1. Nobody in our pool went 0-2 this week. First time ever.
Interesting.
So it was 7 2-0s and 8 1-1s. So it was very little movement, but there, if Jong, like he said, was able to go 2-0, he was one of the only guys near the bottom to go 2-0. So put a little distance between himself and Raheel.
Yeah, it felt good when your first pick hits on Tuesday.
Oh yeah, yeah. That's where UAB. I had UAB also.
Yeah,
and then getting Atlanta with points.
Yeah,
that felt good too.
Yeah,
going into the weekend.
Interesting. I'll have my 2-2 after this segment. But right now, let's do the Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The Gem of the Day. It's the Gem of the Day. The Zadok Jeweler Gem of the Day.
All right, pop quiz. Let's say you're out hunting.
Okay.
And
I'll do it all the time.
You see a Sasquatch.
See it all the time.
What do you do?
I probably just try to sober up.
That would be the smart thing, right? But if you see Bigfoot and you're this guy, you automatically shoot.
Oh, that's what kind of gun is he carrying? That's got to play a role, right?
We'll get to that. He said, I don't target practice, but if I see something that looks like Bigfoot, I just shoot at it. The problem is it was not a Bigfoot. It was near Helena, Montana, where it was a 27-year-old man.
Oh, no.
And he had bullets whizzing by him. Police said the victim tried...
They didn't hit him?
No.
Well, I guess that's good.
Police said the victim tried to avoid more gunfire by running into the trees before he was able to confront his shooter, a man in a black Ford F-150. The alleged shooter reportedly told the victim, I thought you were Bigfoot. And he told his victim to wear orange if he didn't want to be confused for Bigfoot. The alleged victim told dispatchers the incident occurred Sunday, but didn't report it until Monday, saying he didn't think it was necessary. Like, the dude's going to shoot at other people.
Yeah.
In addition, he was not able to provide a description of the alleged shooter or a license plate number from the truck. Deputies have not found a vehicle matching that description. But a woman has come forward saying she, too, had been shot at by a man in a black F-150. Woman didn't mention Bigfoot, but she was able to give a description of her alleged attackers.
Sounds like this guy's full of crap.
Yeah, it sounds like he made it up, but then if there's a woman who got shot at, too.
No, I'm saying this guy saying that he saw Bigfoot is full
of crap.
Oh, no.
I mean, he claimed, the guy told him he thought he was Bigfoot. That's why he shot at him. Yeah. I think the victim may be lying here, too. But hey, anytime you get a Bigfoot story and people being shot at,
yeah,
it's kind of fun. Yeah. So that is your Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The Gem of the Day. It's the Gem of the Day. The Zadok Jeweler Gem of the Day.
What's that top name there? Maybe we'll take a call real quick.
Leonard.
Go.
How y'all doing?
We're doing sports, man. How are you doing?
All right. I had a quick question for you, AJ. Was wondering, you said Harden's not top five. First in scoring, fourth in steals, fifth in assists. How does that not make him top five?
Because he's an inefficient player. We talked about this early on. Would you rather have him right now or Antetokounmpo? I mean, who's playing better basketball right now? Would you rather have him right now or Kawhi Leonard? Who's playing better ball? Steph Curry's playing better ball than James Harden is. And, you know, I mean, if you're just going, okay, well, he scored more points than everybody, okay, well, he takes more shots than everybody. So I would hope he scores more points than everybody. There's guys, Paul George, you could argue, is having a better year than James Harden. Kevin Durant, Anthony Davis, Joel Embiid. These are all guys having great years. You know, Damian Lillard's having a great year. I just think to say that, and the other thing is, how many of these guys who you're going to say, okay, well, this guy's in the, you know, in the top five. How many of the guys in the top five have had such a bad start to the season, you know, or basically 500 team, playing for 500 teams? Not many.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I can't get worked up over who in the hell's the top five in December.
I mean, it doesn't much matter.
Yeah, who cares?
I was going off the Max Kellerman thing, what he said.
But. Yeah, well, and I don't care what Max Kellerman says either. It's just, you know, it's designed to get people like
him
Leonard
worked up.
Yeah, and guess what? It worked. But
gotcha, Leonard.
Yeah, does it really matter? Does it really matter right now? There's so much better stuff going on. There's actual bowl games that are going to mean something coming up this weekend. You know, NFL is exciting as hell. Oh, well. 713-780-ESPN. I have a story for you that this is another one that I just kind of go, really, people? ESPN has devised a wild binge-watching option for you this holiday season. The network has chosen one fan of each of the four schools qualified for the college football playoff and plans to have each of them live atop a billboard in San Jose until a national champion is crowned and only one fan remains.
So this is like the keep your hand on the car thing?
Yeah. Well, they're going to live on a billboard for 12 days, whoever wins the thing. Can I just say this is so stupid? What the hell?
They have to live on a billboard in the town where they're...
No, in San Jose.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, they're all going to be on the same billboard.
And then, like, is it like a who gets down first or whose
team
wins? Well,
whoever teams wins has to stay.
Oh, God. I mean,
life is too short to take 12 days out of it to be on a billboard
over
a stupid game.
If I'm Notre Dame fan, I'm not even showing up to this thing. I'm just like, guys, I'm not wasting my time up here.
Wait. What do they win?
What do they win?
It doesn't say what all they get.
What?
I'm sure they get something. It says, okay, here it is. They'll participate in activities and challenges to earn cash and prizes, many of which will be based upon fan engagement on social media.
This sounds like something you would have done on
WKRP in Cincinnati back in the day.
But they can't even control like being up there or not, because if their team sucks, they'll have to come down.
Yeah, it says their devotion will be rewarded with prizes and the opportunity to support their team at the national championship game. Not to mention being named their team's most adventurous and dedicated fan.
How can they be at the national championship game?
Well, I guess they're going to send them to the game if they're up there for the entire 12 days.
Oh, okay.
So, God, what a terrible idea.
Yeah, that's stupid.
Yeah.
People are going to do it no matter what.
Of course, there's some dummy who's going to do it.
Because they'll get on ESPN, watch ESPN, and everybody's going to say, oh, this is awesome.
All right, guys, got to tell you about Tri Eagle Energy, and there's so many options out there as far as energy providers go, and they may sling you a line that sounds good up front, cash bonuses, free weekends, free days, and you may have fallen for one of those offers, and then months later you found out that you're paying a higher rate on your bill or they're throwing additional fees onto you. You don't get that with Tri Eagle Energy. They keep it simple. What you see is what you get. The rate that they tell you, that's the rate that you pay. No gimmicks, no minimum usage fees, no charges for going over a certain amount of electricity. Just good, honest business from a good, honest, born in Texas company. Give them a call, 877-93-EAGLE, or log on to TryEagleEnergy.com. Use promo code ESPN for an additional discount. That's 877-93-EAGLE or TryEagleEnergy.com. Promo code ESPN. PUCT license number 10064.
Answer that.
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. ACA could be tweaked, reformed, or repealed in the future. But for now, employers must comply. Visit HRP.net for help.